Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. Jehovah Cherub, the Lord the Sword. The Lord the Sword is moving today. Hallelujah. There is a breaking right now. There is a breaking right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ungodly chains are broken. Ungodly chains are broken. Demonic chains are broken. Satanic chains are broken. Hallelujah. Because God is in our everyday lives, every day, just like He was with David. David would ask the Lord before a battle, "Shall I go up?" And the Lord would tell David to go up in battle and to recover all. Just like He was with Joshua at Jericho. When Joshua could not see how Jericho could be taken, the Lord would say on the seventh time around, "Shout and bring the walls down." So El Shaddai is with us in our everyday lives. When we say, "Lord, the people around me are starting to believe that You will not do what You said You would to do. This is a battle for me, Lord. Should I go up? Should I continue to believe that You will do what You said You would do?" "Yes," says the Lord, "as I said to David, go up, stand up for what you believe, and I will do what I said I would do. Go up, stand up, I will give you the victory, just as I did with my servant David." El Shaddai, Almighty God, is with us in our everyday lives, just like He was with Joshua, who couldn't see how Jericho could be taken. Lord, everyone is saying, if You were going to do anything, You would have done it by now. This is a battle for me, Lord. Give me Your strategy and plan of victory to enable me to keep believing, just like You did for Joshua. And the Lord says, "I give You My plan to take this Jericho. My plan to live victoriously. My plan to march sure-footed for 7 months. Then, in the fullness of time, when all corruption has been revealed, shout aloud, 'Victory! Jesus is Lord!' And keep praising and praise and dance and rejoice in your God and watch the walls in your life come down. Just like I was with Joshua, so I will be with you." So, because God is in our everyday lives, this is a quick rundown of words that I am now hearing being reported by news reporters in their own words. Words that I have heard on one of the media channels that we must not listen to. They have had to admit that one of their headlines is, "President Trump's involvement in Russian bounties are a lie." Another headline now says, "Cuomo is no hero. DeSantis is a hero." Another headline says, "Protests were peaceful." Another says, "President Trump did not gas people to take a photo op." Another headline says, "COVID came from a lab that Fauci funded. And another says, masks don't work. And again, another says, hydroxychloroquine does work. And another says, media confess they are not free press. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The words are coming out of their own mouth. Almighty God does not need fake news to reveal himself. Fake news does not speak or report what God is doing, but they will now. I declare it. I declare, but God. Hallelujah. Such a time as this is for what we have been through. What we have been through for such a time as this has been a war on words. The Word in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Satan wants us to lie. A man is a woman, and a woman is a man. Oh, hallelujah, never, never, never. The war is about the word. Open your mouth, keep praying. Your declaration matters. I believe a spirit of David has been released because ancient giants need to be taken down. Satan and his cohorts are as uncircumcised Philistines. I call forth President Trump into his anointed position as David to take the giants down. May the spirit of David fall on you now to take down the giants in your life, the giants in your family, the giants in the lives of those God tells you to pray for. I declare no limits. You are a king and a priest. You have authority on earth to make decrees and proclamations. It is, you declare. It shall be, you declare. There is, you declare. Make declarations for your family. If during such a time as this you did not open your mouth to make declarations or declare God's word, do it now, for the time is at hand. Because we have stood, justice prevails. Seek more of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit does it. We do not. We just run with him. There is a river, and the river is for those who thirst. So drink, drink, fill up. Let us fill our bellies. Scripture says, streams of living water will flow from your belly, from your innermost being. Pray with me now, if you would. Blow on us, Holy Spirit. Send your fire and set us ablaze. Give us all at the same time, the fire, and blow on us all at the same time, Holy Spirit. Come in whatever way you want. We withhold nothing from you. We say, whatever you want, Holy Spirit, we are yours, Lord. Amen and amen. There is a river, and you have to get in it. You have to flow in the new wine. You carry the new wine. You were made for such a time as this. Almighty God made you for such a time as this. You cannot be alive and living at such a time as this and be a part of the remnant and not have your heart affected by the things that affect God's heart. For the Lord says, for such a time as this is to test your heart, your desire, your hunger. You might feel small, but God in you is big. Your hunger grows your heart, stretches your heart. Your gifting of God makes room for you. God's gifting in you. Your tears are part of the new wine. Your sound. You are the sound. Your cry is the sound. You carry the new wine. I declare the blood of Jesus covers you and keeps you. I declare the blood of Jesus covers you and yours, and covers you and keeps you. I pray you will never want to stop telling people about Jesus. Go and evangelize, you evangelist. Rise up from the depression in which circumstances has you. Do not shut up. Silent no more. You are commanded to stand up, because that is what the Great Commission is. Go and tell. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, he is going to use you, Caleb. He is going to use you, Joshua. The remnant, his remnant, embodies the fivefold ministry: prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelist, pastor. Run in the fullness of what God has given you. Caleb, you cannot hide. Joshua, you cannot hide. There has never been a generation like us before. Satan cannot win. Satan has already lost. Satan can never win. I cry out, who is your God? My God is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride, a bride who carries his glory. It is the glory of Jesus. And I declare, be ye made whole with the expectancy of his glory. Let your reverential fear of the Lord El Shaddai guide you. Guide you. And the Lord commands us, get up from the earth. Get up from the earth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May I, if you have not accepted the Lord as your Savior, would you like to just repeat these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I ask you right now to forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. I repent. I say, I am sorry, Lord. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. And I pray that you were able to say those words. This is a wonderful, glorious time to be alive. We were made for such a time as this. You were made for such a time as this. Shine for your Jesus. Let every breath that you breathe declare Jesus. I lift you up before him now, you and yours. Be filled with the glory of God. Be all that you can be in Jesus' name. Carry on. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8444.